Eyes on Russia. I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News. The U.S. and allies are watching to see what President Putin does next as he continues to build forces around Ukraine. President Biden meeting today with his National Security Council at the White House to discuss the possible Russian invasion.
Ukrainians are urging the U.S. not to wait any longer and impose sanctions against Russia instead of waiting until after an invasion happens. The vice president cautioned, though, that Americans here at home could feel an impact if Russia does invade Ukraine, specifically when it comes to energy costs. The administration says it continues to have talks with other oil-producing countries to look for ways to make up for potential shortfalls, as well as potentially tapping into the Strategic Petroleum Reserve.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Acting U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Christina Kavin, tells ABC's This Week all efforts are being made to avoid the invasion.
We have offered ways that we can address some of his security concerns. We've been given him papers laying those out. And this, it would really be an easy decision for him. All he has to do is decide to take the diplomatic path.
Russia is extending military drills near Ukraine's northern borders. The political firestorm continues over a recent court filing by special counsel John Durham. The filing includes potential conflicts of interest regarding a Hillary Clinton campaign lawyer. Texas Republican Senator Ted Cruz was asked about it on Fox News Sunday.
Well, we have to see what the facts are, but I'll tell you, the allegations, what Durham filed in a filing in federal court is deeply concerning. What Durham alleged as a federal prosecutor, as a special prosecutor, is that a lawyer for the Hillary Clinton campaign conspired with a big tech executive to monitor and spy on Donald Trump.
Durham has been investigating the origins of the FBI Trump Russia probe, which has brought criminal action against three people. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
A woman was killed and five other people wounded in a shooting last night at a park in Portland, Oregon. Police say two suspects are in custody. A new study on children's mental health suggests most states don't do enough to help school-aged kids. Fox's Jessica Rosenthal reports.
17 mental health groups helped the Hopeful Futures campaign produce America's School Mental Health Report Card, which found schools in all 50 states are simply not doing enough. All states they found except Idaho and Washington, D.C., failed to have one school psychologist per 500 students, and no state met the recommendation to have one social worker per every 250 students. Even before the pandemic, child mental health was getting worse. In 2019, the CDC found a 40% increase in high schoolers reporting persistent feelings of sadness and hopelessness compared to a decade prior. And a Kaiser Family Foundation poll of parents found nearly one in three reported their children's mental health became worse during the pandemic. Jessica Rosenthal, Fox News.
An auction house in Alaska received a call from a man who said he had one of the largest opals in the world. Fox's Mary Corsetti with the story.
Alaska Premier Auctions and Appraisals got the call from Fred Von Brandt, who mines gold in Alaska and whose family has deep roots in the gem and rock business. Von Brandt said the stone has been in his family since the late 1950s, when his grandfather bought it from an Australian opal dealer. The family decided it had been locked up long enough and that it's time to put it back out in the world and see what interest it can generate. According According to the auction house, the opal, dubbed the Americus Australis, weighs more than 11,800 carats and is one of the largest gem-quality opals in existence. The opal is larger than a brick and is broken into two pieces. The auction company is seeking minimum bids of $125,000, with a targeted sales price of $250,000 to $350,000. Mary Corsetti, Fox News.
And I'm Joe Chiro, Fox News.
I'm Guy Benson. Join me weekdays at 3 p.m. Eastern as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and guests. Listen live on the Fox News app or get the free podcast at GuyBensonShow.com.